They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, with me this morning, I have Tim Mahoney, who wrote, directed, and produced Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. And it's his first feature-length documentary film, an investigation that lasted 12 years. And he's also authored the new book by the same title, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus. Welcome, Tim. It's great to have you on this program.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
You know what? I was really excited about this wonderful film. In fact, I went and saw it on its opening night in the cinemas, and I went without my wife, and there were a couple of friends that I told about it afterwards, and it had a second show. I had to go back and see it, and I took my wife, and she was also amazed. So I really enjoyed the film, and I thought, what a great faith-building film it is for Christians.
Yes, it is. The film took, you know, as we said, 12 years to produce this, but a lot of it had to do with just understanding the story and trying to understand what was at stake here, how to unravel this question about is the Bible historically true or not, and it covers somewhat my personal journey. The first time I went into Egypt, I went to the very location, very excited about exploring the stories of the Bible, and when I got to one of the locations, I was told that there was no real evidence for the story of the Israelites coming into Egypt.
Now, one of the main reasons for that, and I think we'll talk about this in our second program, really is a commitment to Egyptian chronology, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the understanding of where does... It's twofold, really. One of it has to do with the question of when did the Exodus happen? And there's many people believe that the story of the Exodus is really during the time of Ramesses, because the Bible references that the Israelites built the city of Ramesses and Pithom. So that's one of the reasons.
Right.
They look at that particular time. And then there's another issue, which, as you alluded to, has to deal with the chronology of Egypt. So the film Patterns of Evidence asks the fundamental question, well, what were the events of the Exodus? And we identified six major events. Mm-hmm. And then we said, well, let's look anywhere in Egypt's history and see if we can find a pattern that matches this. And that's really what the pursuit of the film does.
Yeah, and it is amazing. I love the way that you did that, going through those stages. Actually, let's talk about those stages in just a minute. Before we do, though, the fact that the Bible says that it was built in the city of Ramesses does not necessarily mean that it was that the time of building was during the reign of Ramesses, right?
That's correct, Steve. One of the things that's interesting is that you'll see that the Bible actually references Ramesses for the story of Joseph as well. It says that his family, which would have been hundreds of years earlier, settled in the land of Ramesses. Mm-hmm. So what we're starting to look at it would be the question about the geographical location of this, as opposed to the actual time period.
Right.
In other words, if I use an example in the book, and by the way, I have a writing partner, Steve Law, who worked with me. He's the facts guy, and I'm the storyteller.
Okay.
And we work together, and so I want to give credit to Steve on helping me with the script as well as the book. He's the co-author of the book.
Well, he's done an amazing job, so we're thankful for his work as well.
Yes, so this question of Ramesses, so the Bible mentions him much earlier than he would have existed. Mm. And so we started to realize that Ramesses was not necessarily a time, but a location. Mm. And I think that's one of the big points that, in fact, this Egyptologist David Roll was able to help me with that understanding. And to basically say, because underneath the city of Ramesses is what Roll was basically identifying, was a much older city called Avaris.
Right.
And this is where the story of the Exodus starts to show up.
Yeah, and Avaris in the area of Goshen.
Yes, exactly, in the eastern delta.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly where the Bible said that the Israelites settled, in Egypt.
Right. Mm. And as I mentioned to you earlier, when I went there, when I came back, I had a crisis of faith. I mean, I didn't want it to be. I didn't want to basically have doubts or anything. But the seed of doubt was planted because I thought, listen, not many people have ever been to this location. I've gone to it, and now I've come away with this sense that there is no evidence. And I thought, has everything that I was taught as a child, have my family, have we all been believing a lie?
Right.
And I know this is a story of faith, it was very, very hard for me. It started to grow in my thoughts and my mind that there was a problem here.
Mm, okay, but you know, at the end of the day, ultimately, you found wonderful, overwhelming, confirming, corroborating evidence with the biblical text.
Yes, and I think that the issue on some of these questions is when you're struggling with the question, is to let us. You know, I talked with this one wonderful scholar, Dr. Walt Kaiser, and he says, you know, there are going to be questions, and you're going to need to basically wrestle with some of these, but don't give up on it. He says, over time, you'll find answers. And a year later, as I was working on this, looking actually at the very footage from Avaris, I just felt a sense in my heart that I was supposed to stop editing and get up and go look for something in my office. And I went to this bookcase and I pulled out this book. And it was David Roll's book on called Pharaohs and Kings. Mm. And I couldn't believe it. I said, he is talking about the very material and the very location that I was struggling with in the edit suite.
Wow. I want to talk to you more about David Roll. But before we do that, you mentioned the six phases that you had a look at in respect to the evidence found and the history. Can you quickly just go through what those phases were?
Oh, yes. One of the things that I've learned, you know, as a filmmaker, is you're trying to help people to digest information. And sometimes they just don't know where you are. And one of the things that I realized was that it would be helpful if we could say, here are the six major steps of the story. The first one was that it says that Joseph was sold as a slave, eventually became a prime minister of Egypt, and his family came there because of this famine. And so the first question was, can we find evidence of this type of activity in Egypt? And we called that step the arrival step.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says that this family, these 12 brothers and their children and their wives, they multiplied into a large group of people, so large that the Egyptians were threatened by them. And that's the next two phases, multiplication and enslavement.
Mm.
The Egyptians said, let's make them into slaves and get control over them. So those are the first two steps, or three steps, arrival, multiplication, and slavery. And then after a period of time, the Bible says that there was a deliverer that God sent through this young little baby Moses, and you know, many of your audience knows the story, and he comes, you know, Moses kills an Egyptian, and he flees, and he comes back, and he basically challenges Pharaoh to let these Israelites go with a series of plagues. And so then we said, can we find any time in Egypt's history where there was judgment, that there was actually, tragic events that happened that impacted the history of Egypt. And so that's the fourth one, judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that on the 10th plague after that, that these Israelites, these people, these Semitic people were allowed to leave. And that's the fifth step, the Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final step is the conquest. Is there evidence that these people entered the land of Canaan, of what would be known as Israel and Palestine, this area, and basically conquered these cities and took over the land. And so that was what the six steps of the film looks for. and it weaves in my own personal questions and journey as a filmmaker trying to explore this whole story.
Mm. And, I think most people, when they read through the end of Genesis and into Exodus, they really aren't necessarily thinking about whether there is evidence for, you know, every single aspect, every single stage that there is. I know, you know, people would like to say, is there evidence of the Exodus itself? But really, I think that's where you come up with the patterns of evidence, because it's from the start to the finish. I believe that you show in this film there's a whole pattern of that evidence that all comes together and corroborates with the whole narrative.
I think the patterns are what makes it strong.
Mm.
You see, oftentimes I had, over the 12 years, heard many theories. And a theory was based upon one little piece of evidence. But I remember as a child and growing up with my own children, or with my children growing up, that we would put puzzles together. And you could find, have you ever put a puzzle together where you find a piece and you go, oh, it actually fits here, but you go, but the picture doesn't fit.
It's not the right piece, yeah.
Nothing else fits.
Sure.
And there are a lot of people that are attached to a piece or mm-hmm. two mm-hmm. that they've kind of jimmy-rigged into it. And I started to realize that, listen, if you're going to validate this story, you have to validate it with six, like a lock in a key. You can't just have a one-tooth, solution here. You have to have six sequential solutions that fit in the right sequence in order for this problem to be unlocked.
Mm.
And I think that's basically what we did in this film was to really said, and I'm not saying that this is the answer. I think that that's part of the beauty of this is the audience can decide. I'm just saying this is the answer that I believe makes the most sense.
Yes. Now, as we come to the end of this program, we might talk about some of the actual evidence in the next program next week. But as we come to the end here, I just wanted to also ask you, it built up in the film, and if you haven't watched this film, please go and watch this film. It's absolutely amazing. Or go and get the DVD and the book as it comes out. But as you built up in this film, we were constantly wondering about this gap that is there in the chronologies, and then the gap at the end was really closed when we were shown that we can really trust the biblical chronology and that we really should be questioning the Egyptian chronology. Now, that really was towards the end that really came out. But is that something that happened to you much later in your own discovery here, or did that happen earlier for you as you were investigating?
I would tell you that I knew about the issue, but I didn't understand it.
Mm.
And it wasn't until much later when in a lot of this is controversial for many people because they think, well, you can't deal with this. You shouldn't challenge this big idea. But once you started to realize that there wasn't a whole lot holding it together, that's when I started to realize that this was necessary to re-examine and re-look at this. And don't be afraid of this. Don't be afraid to challenge this because there's things that aren't in this film that will be in future films that explain it. Explain that there are more problems, and these problems are not with the story of the Bible. They're actually with Egypt.
Mm.
These are Egyptian problems that need to be dealt with, not biblical problems.
Sure.
And that's where David Rohl, who this Egyptologist, as an agnostic, started. He didn't start with the Bible. He started with seeing problems with Egypt's timeline.
And that's what we'll pick up in the next program. You have actually brought out a book and a DVD and more things. Can you just very quickly note what they are?
Right. Well, we have this, the film is coming out on DVD as well as a box set. And we have a new book that's coming out, and it's all under the category of patterns of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about releasing that in the next few months here.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for being on the program. And we'll talk about this more in the next program. If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.